In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, yes. I am so glad that God is still on the throne and he hears and answers prayer. I am so glad that God and the Lord Jesus, they are still on the throne and they hear and answer prayer. Let me tell you what happened this morning. It's very interesting. There was a crow that had been bothering us as we were trying to pray. And so what did I do? I said, in the name of Jesus, stop. Immediately, this crow either flew away or stopped with its very awful noise. That just happened today, that we have authority over the birds of the air. We have authority over them in the name of Jesus. But we need to take the authority. Mm-hmm. You say it would have happened anyway. Well, I don't know if it would have happened anyway. I just know that I commanded them to leave. I commanded them to keep quiet, and immediately they kept quiet. Does God care about little things like this? I guess he does. I guess he does. He cares about everything. He cares about the hairs on your head. He cares about everything. But most of all, he cares about you. Do you know that God loves you today? Do you know that Jesus hung on the cross out of love for you today? Do you know that today? That God has a plan for you. Do you know that today? God has a plan for your life. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to give you a future, you a hope. When you call on me and seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. I tell you, you are loved by God. You are loved by Jesus. He is the Lord. He is also the second person in the Blessed Trinity. How we need to know the love of God. Because if we don't know the love of God, we're working out of the flesh. The love of God is for every single person. You say, but I've not gone to confession in 48 years or 38 years. I tell you, makes no difference. He loves you, and he wants you to repent of your sins and go to confession. What will happen to me? Will the priest be angry? Well, if he is, you tell him I expected to find Jesus, but I found Judas. He won't be angry. He won't be angry. He'll say, welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, yes, the world is like sheep without a shepherd, and they have been scattered all over the world. The poor sheep, they are in need of the love of God. They are in need of the love of Jesus. The poor, poor sheep. I'm looking at the fifth chapter of 2 Kings. Naaman, commander of the army of King of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He's a soldier. Naaman is a soldier. But there's something wrong with Naaman. He has leprosy. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now, the Arameans on one of the raids had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel. This young girl is the star of this chapter. Why? Because she knows there is a God in Israel and there is a prophet in Israel. She knows that. And she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, If only my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. So Naaman went in and told this Lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 60,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel. He thinks the king is going to heal him. I tell you, the king does not have the anointing. The king has the anointing to rule, but not to heal. And he's going to be very upset because people think that the king will heal Naaman of his leprosy. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read this letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." Now I'm going to tell you, Naaman has better ideas. He says, "The rivers in my country are much cleaner and much better than the Jordan River." Oh yes, much better. Why should I wash in the dirty old Jordan? But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not the Arbana and the Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you have done it? How much more when he said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. My Lord, my Lord, God knows how to do things, but we've got to do things God's way. You see, he thought, Naaman thought, "I've got better rivers in my country of Damascus. I've got better rivers." But the prophet said, "Go to the Jordan and wash 7 times. And he had to use humility to go to the Jordan. I tell you, if God told you to do something big, would you do it? Of course you'd do it. But he tells you, "I want you to pray every day." Do you do it? "Well, I get so busy." Well, I'm telling you, it's like going to the Jordan. "I want you to pray every day, to spend time with me every day, to love me every day." Oh, yes. But you say, "Well, you know, I'm not good at prayer." Well, neither am I. But I hope to be there again. And I hope to be looking to him for all what I need and all who he is. Then he returned to the man of God and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, "Now I know there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." In other words, I know God of Israel is the one who healed me. "Please accept a present from your servant." But he said, "As the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will accept nothing. He urged him to accept, but the prophet refused. In other words, God did it. I don't need your goods, your money. I don't need your clothes. God did it, and he did it because he loves you. Then Naaman said, if not, listen to this, please let 2 mule loads of earth be given to your servant, for your servant will no longer offer burnt offerings or sacrifice in any except in the name of the Lord. But may the Lord pardon your servant on this account. Listen to this. This is the first time you see Holy Land. This is Holy Land. I want 2 mule loads of Holy Land, so that when I pray, I want to pray on these to the God of Israel. And I will go into, when my master goes into the house of Raymond to worship there, leaning on my arm, I will bow down in the house of Raymond. When I do bow down in the house of Raymond, may the Lord pardon your servant on this one account. He said to him, go in peace. In other words, you know who you're worshiping. Rimmon is no God at all. This is amazing. But you see, most people don't know God better than they know Mickey Mouse. And I'm telling you, they know Mickey Mouse better. They take pilgrimages to his land, and they see Mickey and Minnie and all these foolish things. Oh, yes. They don't know Jesus. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How I need to preach the Word of God so that people who listen may come to faith and give their whole life to Jesus. You know, people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. You might ask why. Because instinctively they know if the Holy Spirit comes upon them, they eventually have to give everything over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they run away from the Holy Spirit. Yet the Holy Spirit is the power of God on the earth today. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. You, not only me, but you. Who am I speaking to today? I'm speaking to you today. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. But when Naaman had gone from him a short distance, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, thought, my master has let that Aramean Naaman off too lightly by not accepting from him what was offered. As the Lord lives, I will run after, listen to this, he's greedy, I will run after him and get something out of him. So Gehazi went after Naaman. When Naaman saw someone running after him, he jumped down from the chariot to meet him and said, is this everything all right? He replied, yes, but my master has sent me to say 2 members of the company of prophets have just come to me from the hill country of Ephraim. He's lying. Please give them a talent of silver and 2 charges of clothing. Naaman said, please accept 2 talents. He urged him, and tied up to 2 talents of silver in 2 bags, and with 2 changes of clothing, and gave them to 2 of his servants who carried them in front of Gehazi. Gehazi is hungry, wrongly hungry. Gehazi is greedy. Don't be greedy. I can tell you how not to be greedy by giving more and more and more to the Lord and to the church and to the poor. I tell you, if you're greedy, you need to give yourself to Jesus. You need to give yourself to Jesus and then be generous. I tell you the story about Maria Vadia. There was a man who had been looking for a job and he had no money. And so Maria gave him $20 and she said, when the basket comes along, you put the $20 in and God will honor that. He's thinking $20 can feed my family. So he does. He puts the $20 in. And guess what? That day he heard that he got the job he was looking for. Oh, yes. If you tithe your money, I will open the windows of heaven. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I will open the windows of heaven. With two changes of clothing, and gave him to two of his servants who carried them in front of Gehazi. When he came to the citadel, he took the bags from them and stored them inside. He dismissed the men and they left. He went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said to him, where have you been, Gehazi? Elisha saw him in the spirit. Elisha saw him in the spirit. He answered, your servant has not gone anywhere at all. He's lying. But he said to him, did I not go with you in spirit when someone left his chariot to meet you? Is it time now to accept money and to accept clothing, olive orchards, vineyards, sheep and oxen, and male and female slaves? Therefore, the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and to your descendants forever. So he left his presence leprous, as white as the snow. Don't be greedy. Don't long for more money. Be generous and see how God knows how to provide. As I have often said, I cannot afford not to tithe my money. I cannot afford not to tithe my money. That's what God tells me. And I do it in faith. I do it in faith. And God answers that. He gives me grace to preach the gospel. He gives me grace. I'm going to tell you a story that happened just a couple of weeks ago. I gave someone $40 to do the Lord's work. 10 minutes later, a guy calls me up. He has $4,000 for me, but it was going to the radio. I said, I don't want the money. But this is true. My $40 worked in such a way that this man in the parish gave me $4,000 for the radio. You say, that's impossible. No, it's not. It happened to me. I know it happened. But you see, I see the $40 as something extra. I didn't need to give the $40. I had already paid my tithe and offerings. But I gave him the $40. And you know what? We got $4,000 back for the radio ministry. You see, you're not telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. Why would I lie to you? As a matter of fact, I couldn't come up with such a lie. The miracle of the axe head. Now, the company of prophets, remember that the prophets joined together in a company. They always were together. They followed the main prophet, who happens to be Elisha. Now, the company of prophets said to Elisha, as you see, the place where we live under your charge is too small for us. In other words, there's too many little prophets. Let us go to the Jordan and let us collect logs there, one for each of us, and build a place there for us to live. He answered, do so. In other words, you've got my permission. Then one of them said, please, please come with your servants. And he answered, I will. So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was felling a log, his axe head fell into the water. He cried out, "Alas, Master, it is borrowed." Then the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, he cut off a stick and threw it in the water and made the iron float. This is impossible. But it's possible for the prophet to do this. The iron float, and he got back his axe. You say, well, these things don't happen today. They certainly do. They certainly do to people who have faith. To people who have faith. Oh, yes, they certainly do. God has not changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, pick it up. So he reached out his hand and took it. I tell you, we need prophets in our time. We need men and women who will prophesy. Who will prophesy, you know? Before Cardinal Sean came to Boston, I knew he was coming to Boston. I said to one of his friends who called me up, "Cardinal Sean will be coming to Boston." He was an Irishman. He said, "Oh no, he's in Florida." I said, "The Lord told me he's coming to Boston." And he came to Boston. We need to pray for him. We need to pray for Cardinal Sean. We need to pray for him. He is our shepherd, and we need to pray for him. I'm telling you, this is good news. This is good news. And the good news is kept quiet. And so many people are not hearing good news. They're hearing locked in. Be locked in. I tell you, you're locked in, but Jesus is with you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. Don't be afraid. Give your life back to the Lord. Tell him how much you need him. Tell him you want to love him as much as you need him. Tell him, "I need you, Jesus. I need you in this experience. I'm asking Jesus to help me in things that I never thought I would ask to help me in. And yet every time I say, 'Jesus, help me with this,' it comes out all right. It comes out all right." With the television wasn't working. "Jesus, help me with this." And finally I got it working. Oh yes. Even little things God knows how to do. You say, "God's too busy for little things." He is not. He is not too busy. He wants to show you how much he loves you and how close he is to you. That's what he wants to do. But you've got to have a little faith. The faith of a mustard seed. If you say to this mountain, "Be thou moved, and it will move," says the Lord. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you don't have to have much faith. You might say, "I find it difficult putting on my clothes. Lord Jesus, help me to put on my clothes today." You'll find that he'll help you. He'll help you. He'll do what you could not have done on your own power. "Lord Jesus, I cannot fix shoes. Could you help me to tie my shoes?" He'll help you. You say, "But that's not very big." He's into the little and into the big. What is big for me might be little for you. And what is little for me might be big for you. Okay. Know that God loves you, that Jesus gave his life for you, that he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And we want to listen to the Blessed Mother, what she says. Do whatever he tells you to do. That's what we are to do. Do whatever he tells you to do. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I tell you, God is caring for you, for the little things as well as the big things. Oh, yes, I pray for Anna today, that that cancer would absolutely disintegrate in the name of Jesus, and all the pain that she has would be healed by the power of the cross. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.